From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Village of Catskill has asked the State Department of Health for guidance on its water quality issues. Residents are complaining of a moldy odor to their drinking water, and that odor can be partially attributed to an algae bloom in the Coxsackie Reservoir, a village water source. The algae bloom, combined with the new filtration equipment installed 2 weeks ago, has, and I quote, kicked up, end quote, the algae, Seeley said. The problem is expected to continue for at least 5 more days. Seeley said, and I quote, right now the water is safe. We don't want to put too much chemicals in there. We apologize for the smell and we assume that it is safe and will be cleared up in the next week, end quote. He suggested that boiling the water would improve the taste. Water sampling confirmed the presence of a harmful algal bloom with low but measurable toxin levels in the reservoir, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Blue-green algae has also been found in Hollister Lake in Athens and Sutherland Pond in Chatham. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper that Robert Hess has been appointed interim principal of the Germantown Elementary School. Hess, a veteran educator and resident of Bolasia, has committed to the district for 1 year. Hess retired from the Pine Plains School District in 2012, where he served as the principal of the middle school. He is a graduate of SUNY Plattsburgh and began his career in 1975 at Pine Plains. Hess was the first district-hired psychologist in Pine Plains and helped that district to establish the first special education classrooms and programs. In 2009, Hess was taken hostage in his office at gunpoint by student Christopher Kraft of Stanfordville. The two-hour standoff ended when Kraft surrendered to authorities. Since 2011, Hess has been presented at hostage negotiator conferences in the United States and Canada, and has also worked with the Behavioral Science Unit of the FBI in their study of global school hostage events. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Ann Friedman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media that the City of Hudson will host a public meeting next week about the slope stabilization project along the Hudson waterfront. A stop work order was issued in July to end the spraying of shotcrete or liquid cement on the cliff face, intended to prevent rocks from falling onto passing trains or train tracks. The city and Scenic Hudson expressed concerns to the State Department of Transportation about the shotcrete and how it would change the appearance of the waterfront. A DOT representative will be in attendance at the meeting next week. A representative of Scenic Hudson said the organization has suggested the state present the public with various ways to deal with the problem and then solicit feedback on those solutions. The informational meeting will take place at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 26th at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Finally, Wendy Liberatore is reporting in the Times Union, Death Wish Coffee has recalled its nitro cold brew due to the risk of botulism, a serious toxin that causes weakness of the muscles and difficulty breathing. The Death Wish Coffee Company is based in Round Lake, Saratoga County. The coffee is being pulled from the shelves at Price Chopper Market 32 and various independent retailers. The company is advising anyone who purchased Death Wish Nitro Cold Brew not to consume it and to either dispose of it or return the coffee to the purchase location. No illness from the coffee has been reported. Death Wish Coffee was founded in 2013. It markets itself as producing the, and I quote, world's strongest coffee, end quote. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with the temperature high near 78 degrees, but Wednesday night partly cloudy with a low around 60. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. Sunrise today was at 6:40 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:55 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 14 minutes of daylight. almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 20th day of September 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.